You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? Join three friends while we destroy our mental health one movie at a time. I'm Chris, and this is my goddess, Lisa.
Hello.
Really move it up in the world.
I know, right? I'm a goddess now.
Bitch wife to goddess is quite the leap. Yeah.
And then we have...
Amateur sounder.
Amateur sounder extraordinaire, Bo.
That's me. I'll sound you, but not well.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I haven't had much experience with sounding until this movie.
I haven't either. I'm not one to kink shame, but that's not one of mine. So,
yeah. Well, and I was going to say, I think usually the thing that they use is smaller.
Well, and it's
like a giant fucking screwdriver.
I would assume from what I've witnessed so far in my sexual escapades that it's also inserted with significantly less force.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. There's probably some extremists out there who they want it in there and they want it now.
Dude, maybe. I'd probably take something in my butt before my pee hole.
I would
guarantee.
Well, I'm real gay, so but I would absolutely, even if I wasn't gay, even if I had never bottomed in my life, I'd be like, no, let's put it in the butt, not the urethra.
Yeah. Yeah.
No contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably not a very hot take.
No, but... no. There's a pleasure source in one of those holes, and it's not the front hole.
I never know until you try, I guess.
I'll never know. That said, I will watch every sounding video I see, though, because I am curious. I've watched a lot.
Yeah.
It still hasn't aroused any interest in me, but...
Not watched any. But I have seen the little tool things.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
That was so he cuts out all the shemale porn.
Yeah.
Shemale's probably not appropriate.
What the fuck
Patreon. Are you fucking?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's that bonus content.
Boner content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonus boner content.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, I got news for you. Turns out... You heard it here first.
He likes some flat chested and hairy now.
Yeah. All right, cool.
What the fuck are you watching, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm watching American Guinea Pig Sacrifice.
Sort of a misnomer, that
I think it's American kind Guinea of Pig. Like not really American Guinea Pig or something, but that's what we're going with.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Chris said last time that a group of Italian filmmakers made this, and then our progenitor of the American franchise was like, hey, can I have this for money? And everyone said, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Biro went and...
Mr. Biro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Mr. Eyehole fucking fetish guy.
He do be on it.
Well, I don't think he's... I think you're referring to Satoru Ogura.
Yeah, probably. He was definitely more into the eyeball.
Fucking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was an inherited fetish.
Anyway, yeah, so what they did, the Italian guys, the original title was Like a Guinea Pig.
Oh, okay.
And
I like it.
The owner of the American Guinea Pig series catches wind and is like, nuh-uh. They end up finishing the movie, and they send it to Stephen Biro and say, hey, check this out. And I guess Biro ends up liking it and buys it from them. And we have a new American-Italian guinea pig. So this one's directed by Poison Rouge.
I put in my notes, protagonist then walks home, / opening credits, mostly a Poison Rouge tribute, but still. Is that helpful?
It works.
Yeah. I read Poison Rouge on the screen probably about 6 times.
Yeah. Just gotta let you know.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw it a lot.
Poison Rouge.
It's a cool name.
Yeah.
It is.
Not very good Rouge.
Written by Samuel Marella. Starring Roberto Scorza.
Hot.
Yeah.
As Daniel. Mr. Hottie.
Yeah.
And we have Flora Giannastasio. All right, I might need help with this one.
Is this the goddess?
Yeah.
She's also hot. Not featured a lot, but very hot.
Yeah, she is.
But her boobs were like a sculpture.
I know, that's what I was thinking too, man.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that last scene, she was real hot.
Yeah.
Where you could see like her whole body.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, her boobs. Mm-hmm.
Like, Flora Giannastasio.
So that was some goddessness.
Yeah.
Fertility goddess right there.
I know that I'm on a Diablo kick, but this is like the story of how they summon Lilith in Diablo, by the way. The
blood
willingly given, and then we get Lilith. This bitch is Lilith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
All right. So.
Flora Giannastasio.
That's it, isn't it?
It is.
Damn, Bo.
Yeah.
Giannastasio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Italian.
Okay. Man, I'm going to start making you say the freaking names.
Wow.
Flora Giannastasio.
Sono spiagante.
As Ishtar.
Is that really what this is? Ishtar?
Yep.
All right, God.
That's what she's credited as, yeah.
Does that make our poor bastard Gilgamesh?
Yeah. Or like, who gets their dick chopped off in Babylonian mythology?
Probably Horus? Probably a lot of them.
Horus?
That's a bit Egyptian, but...
Osiris?
Also Egyptian. But Osiris does get his dick chopped off. It's one of the final accoutrement reattached to him, and that's why when the mum, like the casket thing of his was built with an erection.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, because we sewed this bitch back on, and hard it stayed.
Because in this little book he has, you kind of see at the end of the movie, it's like a star.
Oh, yeah.
And you see Ishtar on one point, I think Osiris on another point, Isis is up top.
That's actually like a reference to like hidden skulls and esotericism, which is like secret societies that believe that humans evolved from like, they refer to it as a vegetable state.
Carrots and stuff?
Exactly, like carrots and stuff. Like people would photosynthesize and that's how like evolution occurred until finally they started ingesting and like meat and stuff, and that's how we arrived at our final state of evolution, which is what we are currently. Well, not final state, because they think we're on the precipice of another sociological and or mental evolution, which is probably not inaccurate, but
this isn't even our final form.
It's not. We're gonna get much dumber.
Yeah. As I feel the plastic like
yeah
engulf my ball sack.
Yeah.
I feel like I got an evolution coming up.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be good.
No, not for nobody.
Everybody's got plastic in them.
Yeah.
Specifically the ball sack, apparently.
Yeah, some people inject that with silicone too. Do you know about silicone balls?
What?
Have you seen a big set of silicone balls?
Yeah.
Listen, they're out there among us.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
why?
Heavy inflated
like
testicles.
Why?
Elephant balls.
They're yeah. into it.
I seen a fucking wild video. Yeah, just fucking huge fucking
oh,
like
yeah.
a bowling bag.
Oh yeah.
And he's just swinging it. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
Also not for me, but
yeah, I'm just like, why?
They
What's
like
the
it.
Point?
Fucking why not? Don't you want to have a giant set of fucking balls, Lise?
Yeah, when you pay that stripper no? to step on you, don't you want it to have a good target?
No.
Not all those things.
No.
I don't know why you do it other than making fucking weird ass videos.
No, I like to see it.
Our dude, Damizano Cristoforo, is the producer for this movie. I think he might have been the original director. And then he got caught up working on fucking a movie called like Torment or something. And so he enlisted Poison Rouge to direct this movie.
Great drag name.
And he wanted her to be the star in the movie. Because originally it was a woman star. And Poison Rouge changed it to a male star. And it was also supposed to be kind of like a dark comedy sort of movie. And
it definitely changed course somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, well, I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, she took out all the comedy bits. That's all I have. Unless somebody wants to do a history lesson on each star.
No.
Well, I don't. It's not. It's probably among the more convoluted mythologies is Babylonian.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it is considered one of the. It's all I know about it is like esoteric lore, though, which it's like one of the. Ishtar is really profound in pretty much all hidden schools of esotericism.
I read that she's like the first recorded god deity right. figure.
Right.
Okay.
And her counterparts are in, you know, like in Egyptian, it's. What's her name? You said her name earlier.
Inanna. Oh, Isis.
Isis.
Okay, yeah.
They tend to represent, like, the moon and also sometimes Mercury, which is, like, desire, according to, like, esotericism.
Uh-huh.
And then that gets translated, you know, into, like, Eastern mythologies and Greek mythology and... We haven't really made it into Western yet because Western is still...
sucks.
Well, we're still... The theory is that Western society is still undergoing stages of social and mental evolution. And that's why we don't have any cool things to talk about, except for like Elon Musk.
Yeah. I know, man. I wish we had like some cool mythology. All we have is like, oh, this dude got ate by a whale. And it sucks.
I know. And that's not even ours either. We took that one too.
She's the goddess of fertility and fucking but all kinds of shit.
Also like war and war. She's considered like
love. Yeah, and like everything.
Yeah, she issues Gilgamesh the mission to go slay Tiamat, which is one of the like because you'd call her like an eldritch horror.
I played Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like that, but like. Worse.
Yeah, the thing at the end of it says Ishtar, the goddess of sexual love and fertility.
Okay, so this is a specific shade of Ishtar.
Yeah,
it said like Assyrian or something.
Sumerian?
I don't know what it said. But
Sumerian
it said
something, calls her Inanna.
Inanna.
Inanna. I don't know. Something like that. It looks like Inanna. Mm-hmm. Banana.
We're going off course.
What do you say? We crack this bitch open.
All right. Let's do it.
Take it away.
Well, we open with what I referenced as a shitty dream sequence.
Yeah.
So not a great start for me, apparently.
All I wrote is, wake up, grab a brush, put a little makeup.
I knew we were saying lyrics here.
Yeah, you got... The weird fucking, like, voice calling, help me, Daniel, I'm in the bathroom. And then the dad's voice going, that's not me, Daniel, I heard it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go in there.
Which I guess I didn't know when I wrote that, because later it's revealed that that's probably just another flashback type deal.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not really a dream, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I should have revisited that note.
Our main character, Daniel, is looks like revisiting his old family home or something.
Yeah, he wakes up apparently after like a bender or something. I don't know. He wakes up somewhere.
Yeah, he wakes up on like a bench.
And then just starts walking home, and that's the cue for our opening credits.
Yeah.
Pretty cinematography, and I actually like the soundtrack for this one too.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad.
It's hard to not make Italy look pretty, even if they are in the ghetto, which they were.
Yeah, no, it's a fucking nice place. Yeah, the cinematography is awesome in this movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if just because it's different, we've been, you know, the same people doing basically the same movie three times.
Well, it's also got him walking around. We don't cut to like other places in these other movies.
True.
We've got our set, and that's where our film happens.
Yeah, we are rarely outside.
Yeah, and we cut to a lot of pretty places in this one.
Yeah.
With a really pretty dude in it.
He gets to his.
And we saw his dick.
We saw his dick.
Which you don't see much.
We saw him do shit to it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in a fun way.
So he gets home.
Yeah.
Starts stripping his fucking clothes off.
Yeah, my note says, arrives at childhood home and either does a strip tease or is just hot and disrobing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing something.
I think it's just the latter.
I don't know. It kind of looks like strip tease. And he leaves his shoes on the steps, which is an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think he makes it out of the bathroom.
I don't think he planned on leaving. Yeah.
Yeah. He says something like, mother's screams and father's moans are still here, trapped in the walls forever.
It means we are raping the mom, right?
That's immediately where my mind went, was like the dad freaking...
Yeah, the moans.
Sexually harassing or sexually assaulting the mom.
That seems a little rapey.
I don't know. I can't hear the word moan without sexualizing it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of moaning in this film, but it's not sexual.
Yeah.
A lot of penetration in this movie, too.
A lot of penetration. And I'd argue it is not sexual.
I had no problems not sexualizing the penetration.
Yeah, my dick was not hard. I have in this sequence also our first jump scare, which is where they first like show the unidentified goddess at this point, like just walking by in the background.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which this movie's not really like a jump scare type series. Mm-mm. This series isn't like a jump scare type. So yeah. That was kind of new.
Yeah. It is a little different.
Oh, and then we get his first line other than the flashback, which is, she's coming, crawling underneath my skin, and then I put ... I want to fuck her in a pool of blood until my dick explodes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I also wrote down that line.
Which really sets the tone.
Fucking great. Yeah. I want to fuck her in a pool of blood until my dick explodes.
Yeah, buddy. Wow.
That was a good one.
I don't know if I've ever actually been in love, because I've never felt like this about anything.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
He says, here are the keys. And he unrolls probably the worst looking knives I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, first, before this, he puts his bag in the bidet.
Mm-hmm.
And that just bothered me. And I wanted to point it out.
It's a weird place for a bag.
So I remember on the first watch through thinking, that was really fucking weird.
Yeah, strange to put it in the bidet. That's a strange place for the bag.
That's what that was, a bidet?
Yeah.
That's a common like restroom setup in that part of the world. The bidet is a separate, it's right next to the toilet typically, and it's its own situation.
So you get off the toilet and you go sit on the secondary toilet?
Well, it's like designed to help spray what needs sprayed. Yeah.
I think when we watched it, I said something like, I think that's a bidet. Yeah. I don't know for sure though.
A lot of places have been modernized, but like if you're like Italy... Mm-hmm. Is a good example of a part of the world that sort of refutes mm-hmm. a lot of like modernization. So that's how a lot of the restroom situations will look. But yeah, because I put rummaging through the bidet bag in my notes, which made me realize I needed to mention the bidet bag.
Yeah, and I kind of thought these knives were like maybe like old like ritual knives or something.
That's what I thought at first too, because they're just so shitty looking.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what they're supposed to be.
Well, they obviously are. Yeah, I wrote lights, candles, and cuts open palm, which is like my least favorite thing to happen in every time it's ever happened. Yeah. I don't know why we're always chopping open our palms.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's going to make the rest of your activities much harder.
Uh-huh.
I fucking hate it.
Cut anywhere else.
I hate it so much.
Cut your arms like a good bitch. Stop cutting your palms open.
Yeah, dude. And like
he was like going at it with that fucking...
And like the flappiness of it.
Yeah,
that kind of got around. Me.
He then tongue fucks his new palm hole, I write.
Yeah, that was great. He just starts licking it and then it's like...
That's yeah. a vagina.
That was a fucking vagina.
It's vagina hand.
That was a fucking vagina hand, yeah.
Should have fucked it.
He's just licking it. Yeah, that was great.
He does a little first date on himself, I guess.
He does duct tape his hand closed.
Duct tapes his hand closed.
And then starts sniffing poppers, is what I wrote. Do you guys know what poppers are? Do straight people know about poppers?
I sort of know what it is, yes.
Just to loosen up your butt.
Well, yeah, they usually come in little jars just like this, like what he's inhaling, and they're inhalants. Okay.
See, I didn't realize what they looked like.
I thought it was smelling yeah. salts.
And so that's no, what I kept asking straight Chris, up poppers. Like, what okay. is that?
You can't tell me those weren't poppers. Yeah. We okay. have them sitting by our bed right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, like, I didn't realize what they like, looked like.
Relaxes
everything, really.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And there are people who go to extremes with poppers. You can, like, damage yourself from inhalants pretty much across the board. So I'm not, like, pro poppers or anything, but, like, within reason. I mean, everything in moderation, right? This guy was not in moderation, but...
No, he was not.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought they were, like, smelling salts or something. I don't know why he would
I guess you could kind of equate poppers to smelling salts, but, like, I've never used smelling salts that don't smell like ammonia.
Yeah.
And I don't care for that.
It's not good. Wake you right the fuck up, though.
They sure do. They are effective.
Man. Okay. And then he takes his knife to his forehead.
We have our second jump scare from unidentified lady first.
Yeah, I was going to say he's talking to himself in the mirror first.
Uh-huh.
Laughing, saying fuck you. And then we get the female reflection in the mirror.
Yeah, but then he sure does start slicing into his forehead.
Mm-hmm. With a very dull knife.
It's okay because the tools with which he slices into his forehead change.
Yeah.
He ends up with a screwdriver.
Yeah, he starts with this dull-ass knife and makes these weird cuts. That was a
thick fucking knife, yeah.
dude. It was a wild-looking...
It was crazy, yeah. It looks like one of those, like... It looks like something we saw at that freaking Native American museum we went to. Shit that they made back in the day to, you know, use as knives.
Yeah.
Like 1600s.
Yeah, like it looks like some fucked up shit.
Unfortunate. That's some hard rot knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he pulls out a freaking razor blade and goes over the cuts.
There, yeah. I was going to say, then the box knife thing comes out. The box
cutter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then takes the fucking screwdriver, too.
We see a lot of screwdriver in this film.
Do you think it's like a mind's eye sort of thing? Like, why is he so focused on the forehead?
I would think so.
Like an actual hole. Mm-hmm.
This is another esoteric thing, I think. Because there is sort of the bastardized version of it is the third eye, but the eye is important for people on what's called the path of the fool, which is mean you're faced upwards into the unknown. But I mean, I might be reading way too much into it.
That's what art's for. But as I become more...
No, it's got to be something because it shows like from the inside, like the hole.
It sure does.
And then it keeps like covering and uncovering it. And then
it's obviously something
we go from that hole to the cave.
Yeah. Which I thought that was really cool, actually.
Mm-hmm, I did too.
And this is where we get our... It's really pretty, the scenery. It's
nice spot.
And he's really pretty in it.
Yeah.
It's like the goddess is inside him, right?
Okay, so
that does seem to be his ethos. So
and
far.
So maybe he's trying to birth it,
yeah,
through the forehead, like Athena.
Yeah, something like that.
Wrong mythology, I guess.
I guess so. But before we see the big hole in the head, he says something like, the screams and you hear in the walls are only yours, Daniel.
Yeah, it's a flashback of his psychologist saying to him.
Well, I thought it was weird because earlier he said something like his dad's moans and his father's screams are in the walls still. And now it's like the only screams in these walls are yours.
Yeah.
And then he's in the kitchen making coffee or something.
Yeah.
Cutting his arm. And then his dad, I think, is like, Daniel, what the hell are you doing? And then... Oh, and then we get the freaking leg.
I have drill to the knee and then the flashback with cock out on a beach.
Yep.
Yeah. So yep, I don't have the flashback till a bit.
Well, he kind of pauses for like cigarette breaks in between mutilation.
I do write that down as well. Because one of my last notes is more smoking.
Yeah.
Nice lips.
I think that's when we get the majority of our flashbacks is when he's lost in thought.
Yeah, because I have after this... I have the flashback with the psychologist right after he screwdrives his own forehead open. And then I have him coming back to the current situation where he takes a drill to the side of his knee.
Yeah, he says, I must make a hole in this asshole's head.
He does say, I must make a hole in this asshole's head, but drills his leg over.
Drills a fucking drill into his own leg.
Right.
What the fuck?
I don't know if this was a translation thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
He did already make a hole in the asshole's head, so yeah. I guess he's not wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you really want to drill a hole, you're going to want to get a drill bit. Phillips head screwdriver.
Well, yeah.
Not going to work.
I think it worked pretty well.
He got in there.
More than I thought it would.
He doesn't portray... This is what I think the poppers were for.
Yeah, because he's like not upset about
He doesn't react to this drill he's putting in his leg at all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Would be my guess. Then I have the flashback to the beach.
Yeah, and then he does the freaking head thing.
Where the so far unidentified lady is beckoning for Danielle to help him. Her.
I know. I wish we got like some subtitles or something what she was saying.
Well, a lot of it wasn't Italian either.
Yeah, it was.
So I don't know what it was, but a lot of that was not Italian.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts and the most cringy is what comes next.
I have
selfie time with where he says pretty specifically that I'll post this on Facebook.
And on
I'll
get the Facebook.
18 million likes in an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
So post this on the Facebook.
He references this a couple times later, which is, I didn't know if this was an attempt at like social commentary.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Because later he refers to himself as, I'm a social icon.
Yeah.
After he takes another selfie.
Yeah. I know. It's very weird.
Destroying yourself for others' entertainment.
Yeah, that's got to be just really contrived commentary.
Yeah. It's a little heavy-handed.
Yeah, and then... plays with his freaking head wound for a little bit.
Yeah, starts fingering forehead hole, and then we move on to the screwdriver into the toenail bit of our film.
Yeah.
And that was where I cringed, not like cringy, it like made me wince to watch.
It was fucking rough.
I was writhing.
Yeah, that hurt me a lot.
In my chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything has got me like that.
No, it hurt me a lot. Yeah. Well, because this is also the first like... self-mutilation he does where he also reacts to having done it because he he actually behaves as though he's just shoved a screwdriver into his toe.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
And the fucking, and he bites his own arm.
He does do that. Well, and then they take mercy on us a bit and they like sort of pan away and then he, it cuts to him placing all his nails on the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he peels like one big chunk of freaking toenail.
Yeah.
And then he goes back for the second piece he left behind.
Yeah, he does.
And you just see the whole fucking nail bed.
I hate
that. He's just like wiggling around.
I hate that a lot.
Yeah, it was so gross.
Yeah, I didn't think Lisa's going to make it.
It was not great.
It was bad.
I wish I could get my gays to keep watching these things and pay for their reactions to this.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I've got his soliloquy about... Yeah. Walls and his own psychosis.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. Started out, shitty news of the day. Trump won the election in the U.S.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, that was fucking great.
And then we go on to, which, you know, England trying to exit Britain. And other countries also on about building walls.
Yeah, now everybody wants to build walls.
Mm-hmm. And here I am. What does he say? I should have written down what he said.
Behind my own walls. Oh, what a reactionary.
Reactionary I am. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
He says something like, meanwhile, in a yellow house, there's a guy poking holes in his own head to go to the other side or something along those lines.
What a reactionary I am.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
Yeah, dude.
Get a grip.
A guy poking holes in his own head to go to the other side.
Get a grip.
I thought that was great.
It dated the film.
Yeah, not cool. Yeah.
I don't think these films are like the place to make
political.
Well, especially such specific.
Yeah.
Like Trump won the election in America.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was weird. It kind of just takes you out of it, you know?
I know. Yeah, it was a very strange part. Like, that's why I remembered it, because it was just so weird.
I feel like Poison Rouge made this happen. I don't want to blame anybody, but.
Yeah, this is a fucking Poison Rouge thing. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Then I have more smoking.
Yeah.
Where he displays nice lips and flashbacks of him naked in the spiral staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is a very tight spiral.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a hell of a fucking staircase.
Yeah.
I stayed at a hostel where that was the stairs all the way up to the third story. It was just a staircase like this.
Fucking dizzy just going up the stairs.
It was wild because like I could see, as soon as I took one step on the stairs, I could see up to the next level, but I still had to like take 9 steps to actually get there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tall, so it was just strange.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, just put a pole up or something. Yeah,
just chill out, you know.
like a fireman's pole.
Or just like a fire escape or something. Yeah. Make it make sense.
Or just regular stairs. I mean, come on, Italy.
Well, it's like, I understand the like economics of a spiral staircase. They take up significantly less space.
Uh-huh.
So I get it architecturally, but
yeah,
it was silly.
Yeah. And that's what, and that's the cultural difference thing.
I mean,
they're all about, you know, taking up less space.
Right. Well, I mean, you can do like a basket and a pulley thing.
Yeah.
That would be cooler.
You could pull your, you could pull yourself unless you're a pussy.
It would take up the same amount of space.
It would take up the same amount of space. Then we segue into our sounding portion of the event.
Time to fuck a goddess.
I said fucking a goddess is apparently code for sounding.
Yeah. Okay. I think the goddess is fucking him, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says something like, now the best part. Fucking the goddess.
Yeah.
Fucking the goddess in a pool of blood. In a pool of
blood.
Hey, man.
She's salty. She's so salty.
She's so salty, yeah. And then, he starts running a freaking bath, and he's like, I thought he was drawing, like, symbols with his blood at first, because he's, like, rubbing his blood all over the bottom of the tub. So I don't know if he really was or not. And then, he goes into the fucking screwdriver in his dick.
Which, the stance he's making is exactly how I'd say 90% of the dick pics I've received look. He's got his, like, he's standing right in front of the mirror and the sink, and he's got his dick setting on top of the sink.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's how most dick pics I've received have looked. I don't know if you can chime in on this.
I'm just trying to remember. I don't think I got very many on the sink.
Oh, see, I feel like that's where they all take their dick pics.
Yeah.
They're never good looking, though.
No, straight men are historically really bad at dick pics.
Yeah, you gotta work on your lighting.
It is a lighting situation. And it looks like the last picture of them taken alive. And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And he sure does. He just inserts a screwdriver right into his urethra.
Yeah. Just puts it right in there.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like goes in and out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like twisting it around and shit. He really got into it, man.
It looked pretty fucking realistic, too.
It looked like a dick.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And then takes more pictures.
He does take more pictures. This is where we get the I'm a social icon.
Social icon, yep. Here's my semen for the goddess.
Yeah.
Bloody semen. And then it shows the blood
my bloody
shooting
semen
out of his penis.
Yeah, it was like he was coming blood.
But before this, he also like does his, after the sounding bit with the screwdriver, which was impactful, he like, is it a, what's it called when you chop the foreskin off? My mind's blank.
Circumcision?
Is that a circumcision? He like chops the fuck up out of his dick and like sews it back together.
Like a castration.
Castration.
Yeah.
Because he engages in a bit of that, I think, before this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's after.
Is it after?
Yeah.
It was difficult for me to take notes on this part because I was just like,
Yeah, that's probably gonna
self-harm involving a penis like affected me more than I anticipated, but it did.
No, that was,
gross.
I became very sensitive. It hurt.
Yeah, that's rough.
And then he throws up and then he says something like, don't leave me alone. Mm-hmm. I did it for you.
Yeah, I think he's starting to doubt his goddess.
Yeah. And then he says, maybe I made a mistake. I don't know. Everything is so beautiful.
And he says, quit being a fucking pussy. Cuts his dick off.
Yeah.
He starts that with a fucking shitty knife, too.
He sure does.
Starts out with a real bad knife.
Yeah.
It was a little better than the other ones.
Yeah.
And then he puts a fucking zip tie around it. The skin's also much
thinner, though, so it might not have been better. I don't know. Yeah. It's probably easier to cut through your dick than your forehead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He puts a little wiener tourniquet on.
He sure does.
Yeah, and then he gets the better knife.
Oh, yeah.
I referenced these tourniquets a couple times, like the time he put one on his leg on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Did we notice the zip tie?
Yeah, that's what Chris said, too. Chris said you're supposed to put that above. I wrote that specifically.
That's what I wrote, too. I was like, this is the wrong side of the wound, sir. But it's okay because he duct taped that one, too.
Yeah.
But okay.
He just duct tapes everything.
Yeah. Well, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
We gotta get the goddess out.
Yeah, and then he just fucking cuts it completely off. And then he just has a hole just pouring fucking blood.
Yeah.
Leaves the balls.
He does leave the balls. I thought that was a choice as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Which I guess, I don't know. Every time I always think about castration, I think you just take it all off.
I think the balls got to go. What purpose? What's the purpose?
I guess maybe you still get like some testosterone production, right?
Not really, just semen storage. I
don't think so.
You produce most of your testosterone by working out your legs.
The fucking balls do something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They produce semen that you no longer have a way of ejaculating. Seems like a bad plan. I say take the balls.
Yeah, I would. I definitely if anything, would have. Yeah. If I was cutting my fucking shit off, I'd take it all
take
off.
The balls too.
Well, I mean, if you just have balls.
Then you can just wear skinny jeans. It'll be fine.
Yeah, and then he gets into the fucking bathtub.
I have his foray into Judaism.
And then, yeah.
That's when he gets into the bathtub, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, I didn't write down all the shit he was saying when he got into the bathtub. Oh,
what the fuck have I done?
He goes on some rants.
Accept my sacrifice.
Uh-huh. He laments that he's done everything perfectly.
And stabs himself in the gut.
He does start cutting out his own shit, yeah.
Yeah, plays with his guts.
I said he used it as a stress ball in his tub of sadness.
Sinks into the bathtub and Ishtar comes out.
Yep.
Yeah, I wrote Lilith emerges.
Yeah.
And then she starts taking selfies.
She does immediately take some selfies. Good for her.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
she's going to make way more money on OnlyFans than he will.
Yeah, for sure.
Just by default.
First thing she does.
Well, I mean, her tits looked like sculptures. She looked like a sculpture.
She was admiring herself in the mirror, and then she was like, I gotta take some selfies.
Yeah, the people need to know about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had some...
She's the real social icon.
If I had some big old titties, I'd take pictures of them all the time.
Yeah, her body was... it looked like a depiction in a textbook about anatomy or something.
She had a very nice body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Covered in blood.
Yeah.
I sexualized the goddess.
Oh, yeah. They knew what they were doing. Her eyebrows were threaded, too.
Yeah.
I don't think Ishtar is getting her eyebrows threaded, but that's okay. I might be wrong.
And then, it's just dead body in the bathtub.
Yeah. Decomposing.
And then the same thing that he said before. You who have already seen, why didn't you tell me about the infinite black horizon that's waiting for us all?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was pretty poetic.
Yeah, because I was like, he's already said, like, we've already seen that scene before, kind of, where he says that.
And it seemed kind of weird because he sunk down into the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the goddess comes
out. She came out, but then we see the dead body.
And then, he's all propped up on the bathtub, so I'm not really sure.
I mean,
sure
the whole
happened.
Time I was just thinking that it's kind of like what we've seen before, where he's literally just fucking insane.
I've mentioned psychosis a few times in my notes.
Yeah. Like, I think he's literally just crazy, and he just thought he was summoning some goddess.
He didn't summon Ishtar?
No, I think he just fucking killed himself, and he thought he summoned a goddess.
I think he mistook the penis blood for drag, and then took some more selfies.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then died in the fucking bathtub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of shit about castration and shit on about Ishtar. I think it even shows it. You took a picture of it, the little last bit. Something about making eunuchs, changing men into women and women into men.
Yeah.
Ishtar does whatever the fuck she wants, I guess.
Well, that's probably one of the oldest recorded cults on the planet is for that bitch. Are you having to zoom in on that man's penis? Don't do him like that.
She's looking at dick pics right now.
Poem known as the Era says more specifically that the goddess changed them from men into women in order to show the people piety. And the process here may well have been castration.
Yeah, this was some cult rituals that were occurring then.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're thinking he chopped his wiener off. Took a couple more selfies and then died in the bathtub.
Yeah, he said, aren't I a pretty goddess? And then fucking died in the bathtub. Stress ball in his own innards.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he sank into the bathtub came back up, thought he had transformed into a goddess, mm-hmm. went to the mirror, looked at himself, took some pictures, got back in the tub, and died.
As a good social icon should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotta post to the Facebook.
Yeah.
That's what dated it the most. 18
million likes.
18 million likes in 1 hour on the Facebook. The Facebook.
I know, man. It killed me when he said the Facebook.
Did he say the Facebook?
He did. He did not say Facebook. He said the Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that they would have changed if they made this movie this year is that it would have been Twitter instead.
Yeah.
Or TikTok.
That'd be a sick TikTok. You'd get banned for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if they actually like put it on Facebook. That would have been awesome.
Surely. Can't you kind of do whatever you want on Facebook? I haven't been on Facebook in a long time now. I don't know what's going on over there. Yeah. I watched a thing where a lady had started a tribe of people who they like to soak their hair in aged urine. And they also like to take shots of urine to their eyes. And when it's red, it's because you just haven't done enough urine shots yet. So they just keep doing the urine shots until the redness goes away.
Fuck yeah.
That was on Facebook. Is that what Facebook is?
Wow.
Could be. I know, like, the, what the fuck's it called? The people that got to sift through all the images to make sure there's no, you know, fucking child porn and fucking murders and shit are just super fucked up because all I see is fucking insanity.
Oh, yeah.
That they have to fucking block and shit. They got to sift through, like, every image that gets uploaded.
Is there people that do that? Or surely it's just, like, a program at this point.
Well, yeah, maybe nowadays it is. This has been a couple of years since I read that.
There's probably, like, a person in charge of that, surely, because you got to have someone to blame.
Yeah, they're all fucked up, man.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. We should check out their computer.
Well, that's the movie.
Yeah, it wasn't great, was it? It was okay.
See, I don't know.
It was not my least favorite in this franchise so far.
Out of the American ones? You'd probably put it in front of Bouquet, right?
Yeah. It's better than Bouquet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little... He's hot. And he's that hot. Matters a lot to me.
Yeah. He's definitely hot.
And I didn't think the effects that we got to play Party 2 were bad.
Oh, no. Not at all.
I thought the toes, specifically the toe portion of our event, really did me in.
Yeah. So, like, I don't think anything has made me fucking squirm as
and
much
that looked like a dick shooting blood. That straight up looked like a pea-spurting dick.
There blood was that part dick. on Bouquet with the tongue wiggling thing, but I think that hit me on a different level than just
I think that was
pure
a,
gross out.
Yeah, that was a thing specifically for you.
Yeah. I felt that in my toe.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel it again. I'll never look out a little stubby fucking flathead screwdriver the same way ever again.
Oh, God, yeah. I do think a lot of that was the actor actually finally reacting to some of the self-harm he was participating in.
Yeah.
Because he finally reacts to some of the damage having occurred. Because that forehead slicing didn't seem to faze him at all.
Yeah. Now, they do, people do compare this one to He Never Dies, or Japanese Guinea Pig 3.
I guess kind of.
Do you think any similarities?
No, I was like, I guess I could kind of see how they compare, but it's not really the same.
Do you think there's any point in this movie where he should have died and he didn't?
I think if you chop off your dick,
I
mean, you're probably not going to make it.
He died soon after that, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
When he put the tourniquet on the wrong part of his leg, he probably would have kept losing a lot of blood there.
Yeah.
I guess if you hit like a...
If there's an artery there.
There's an artery there. That's always my problem with these movies when they're cutting off fucking legs and then the people are just alive still. And I'm like, there's a major artery there. They're not just going to fucking live through that blood loss.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think he would definitely survive for the forehead shit.
Yeah, that was like superficial.
You just wrote all over your forehead.
So oh, you smart. Did, in fact.
Yeah, well, I was marking the spot for when I start drilling into my head.
He said, oh, I was taking notes during this film. plot out the course.
Yeah, and fucking what else? I don't know. I don't think, other than the dick chopping, which he eventually dies from, I don't think there's any, like, portion where he should have died. I don't think I can relate this to He Never Dies.
No, I think He Never Dies was also not, like, this one had a tentative plot that I don't think relates to He Never Dies.
Yeah.
And yeah, the level of mutilation, I think, is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that the self-mutilation thing is, like, the only...
True.
The only real...
Yeah, it's probably just self-harm. That's yeah. probably the only, like...
Because he never dies. He slits his wrist. He slits his throat.
Yeah.
Pulls his own guts out. And he's yeah. just, like, hanging out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and when he starts stress-balling his guts, he literally dies in that bathtub, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
This movie's nothing like He Never Dies.
I don't think yeah, so.
Yeah,
no.
All right, I guess it's time to rate this shit, huh?
Okay.
Well, would you guys recommend this movie for a mainstream audience? Are people missing out by not watching this movie?
I don't think I would recommend this movie to anyone, honestly. It's not a very good movie.
I keep forgetting to rate the box art. Well, not necessarily rate it, but talk about it.
I don't know. I think this one is not at all original and also not related to anything we see happen.
Well, he's got his big butcher knife, and you see our goddess in the reflection of the butcher knife.
I guess that's true.
And there's a hole in his head, I guess.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. there is.
I know. I was like, it took me a minute to really see what was going on here.
That's, like, drawn, isn't it?
It's, I think it's highly, I think it's a highly overly rendered picture.
Not bad. We also have an alternative cover.
Okay.
This is the problem with dealing with, like, box art stuff, is thousands of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one's better.
I do like this one better. You got him sitting in the bathtub. It's all like just like blocky colors, right? Solid.
Yeah, stylized.
Stylized, yeah.
Yeah.
Black silhouette with the fucking hole in his head. Bloody bathtub says sacrifice.
This seems more on brand than the other one.
Yeah.
I know we don't get the reflection of the bitch in the blade, but he didn't use a knife like that ever.
That was his dick chopping knife.
Oh, was it?
The final chop.
That looked like a real knife. He fucking engaged in some shenanigans in the knife department in this film.
Yeah. Well, he takes a shitty knife to his dick and does the cut, tourniquets, then grabs the 8-inch chef knife.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a better knife. Yeah, but I still didn't think it was like a great knife.
It was a good knife.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It wasn't a butter knife.
He was like chubbed up for the beach scene, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
Oh, yeah, dude. If it was me, dude, I'd be fluffing that shit all the time.
I think that's what he did, too.
Yeah, you got to. You can't go full flaccid.
You can. Statue David's like the most famous statue on the planet.
Yeah, and they just gave him a small wiener just so everybody would like feel good about themselves.
Wieners have historically not been gigantic. It wasn't until like recently recorded history that we started getting big dicks, and that's mostly hormones.
Yeah. Chickens.
Yeah, our food got fucked, and so now we've got big dicks.
Shit. Okay, so yeah, I think you could probably pass on this one.
I don't think I'd recommend it either, though. I don't.
A couple crazy gore scenes, that's for sure.
That's the thing. If someone was like specifically into like, sounding, I guess, I'd be like, well, you gotta see this.
Yeah.
If you're like, man, I don't see enough wieners in movies, especially wiener trauma.
That is a whole movement.
This is your movie.
It's mostly straight dudes, too. They want the wiener.
I just think it's dumb that we see women just naked all the time.
Yeah, we
in
see
movies,
full bush and like labia.
Yeah.
Pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Well, and that was what our director Poison Rouge has said.
Well, that checks out.
Reason
that she wanted it to be a male instead of female?
That she changed it to a male, yeah.
So I think we should engage in sounding. Said she chose to show lead actor Roberto Scorza nude, since so many other horror films traditionally focused on female nudity, but she ended up receiving a lot of negative reactions because of it. I bet she did.
Yeah, well,
I think that was one of the redeeming points of this film.
Me too.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have been the same if it was a female
woman fucking herself with a screwdriver. That's not the same.
No, it would not have been the same if it was a female character.
Yourself with one. I'm on Poison Rouge's side with this. I don't think she needed to add the fucking plot point about Trump, but I'm here for the sounding. I think that was the correct decision.
Yeah, I think changing it to a male was the best.
I agree. And he was really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, some hotties in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The goddess Ishtar was also really hot.
Yeah.
Good for them. Would you recommend this film, Chris?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, there's some crazy stuff in it. I don't know if I'd want to sit through the rest of the movie again just to see it.
You'd have to pay me to actually watch it again, probably.
Yeah, it's a short one. I mean, it's an hour, but...
Yeah.
There's a lot more gore than I originally thought, but there's still not a lot. You got the head shit, you got the hand vagina, drill the leg, peel the toenail, cut the wiener.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was some, but not as much as you would expect.
Ironically, I think the gore that they did have was done really well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it wasn't, this is just not a, you can tell that it wasn't a guinea pig movie and that they just bought it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so while I guess I wouldn't like super recommend it.
Because it's also not an eyeball scene.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I would probably just recommend it to somebody that wants to watch all the fucking guinea pig movies.
Yeah.
Completionists.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of our complaints with the guinea pig movies have been the bad special effects and the fucking bad sound effects.
And the atrocious acting.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think the special effects in all these guinea pig movies are pretty fucking good.
I think and the practical effects in most of them.
I think that they've got better.
Yeah.
I think that this was good.
They should. This bitch was 2017.
Yeah.
All right. Let's rate this bitch. All right. Lisa, what is your rating?
I'm going to give it 1.5 stars.
1.5
stars. But it was okay.
Star. I liked it.
No, I didn't really like it. I didn't hate it as much as I thought after I watched it a second time.
All right. Bo, what are you rating this one?
Not much better than Lisa. I guess I'll give it like a 2. I'll give it a 2.5. I don't care for the... I think the like actual acting of our protagonist. Is he a protagonist?
Sure.
I don't know.
Our main character? There's not really like a... But I don't think any of the voice lines added anything to it. I think they were the most negative part of it.
Yeah. I hated the voiceover thing.
The random voiceovers seemed to mostly engage in like weird social commentary that didn't land. It also dated the film. Because otherwise that film could have taken place at any time period. And
yeah,
now it's just quite obviously while Trump was the president.
Yeah.
And while Facebook mattered to people.
2016, I guess.
Yeah. Was that 2016? Yeah, because Obama was
twice. Because Obama was... 08 and then 2012, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was 2016.
Yeah, so I'll give it a two. I wanna say higher than that. I think all the practical effects are really strong. I'll give it a 3. We'll go 3.
Okay.
I wish any of the actors in any of these things were good at like delivering lines, but no one is.
Well, I didn't think I was gonna copy you, Bo, because I thought you were going 2.5, but now you're doing 3. Because I'm going
yeah,
3.
Yeah, it's like a fine film, you know?
Yeah, from a technical standpoint, this is a decent movie. Yeah. The cinematography's awesome. I like all the lighting, the fucking candles and the bathroom's cool.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, a lot of the stuff is better, yeah. For sure. But I just don't like it.
The special effects are good.
Yeah.
We've seen some new things.
The blood shooting out of the dick was like 5 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me fucking recoil.
When I took a piss after this film, it affected me. I was checking for blood.
Yeah. But when I think the movie will be better if you just watch it on mute.
I agree.
That's probably not good. The voiceover, it killed the movie.
Yeah, it only detracts.
Yeah, I hated it.
I'm going to go with 3 stars.
Okay.
How spicy do you think the movie is, Lisa?
Oh, fuck. See, I always forget. Why do I always forget this one?
It's strange for a movie with so much self-dick mutilation to be like, meh.
I know.
It's a weird thing.
I know.
I know. What does that say about us, dude?
That might be more about us than the movie.
It might be, honestly, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say like cheddar jalapeno Cheetos.
Okay. Last week's hot fries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last week was hot fries.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with chips every time. Spicy chips every time.
All right, Bo, what do you got for the spicy scale?
We'll go with like, do you ever like make a bowl of cereal, but then the milk's like not good?
Yeah. You're just pouring like cottage cheese in there.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
It was almost a pleasant experience, and then it a little chunky. Yeah.
I know I should be going with like things I don't like. I keep saying like things I do like.
Yeah, well,
I didn't say I didn't like it.
It's an acquired taste.
Gotta chew your cereal.
Anyway, Chris, what's your spice?
This is a... Yeah, well, I think I'm going to go with a cannoli because it's kind of dick-shaped.
Yeah.
Full of white cream.
Yeah.
This is a...
This is sriracha cannoli.
A sriracha cannoli.
Yeah. Yeah, that checks out.
What the fuck else? Oh, what's your what the fuck moment?
My what the fuck moment's that fucking toenail scene.
Yep. Yeah.
And I almost changed it to the dick part, but I thought you guys were going to pick that. But you all agree about the toenail thing.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Well, I think they're all three in contention. The dick dick thing impacted me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Bo. What you got?
I'll go with the dick shooting straight blood. Because that straight up looked like a cock.
Yeah.
Spurting blood.
Literally just looked like he was coming blood.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he was. Well,
that, that was the objective.
I know, but it actually looked like it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it actually looked like he was just fucking coming, but it was just blood.
So kudos to them. Because even the, like, pube situation looked real.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think that's an advantage to dick special effects. You can have a big old bush on it to hide the seams of the prosthetic, right? Well,
dick prosthetics have been pretty good for like 20 years is the thing.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Some are better than others.
If you can make dildos, you can make dick prosthetics, right?
Well, they're like the same thing.
Okay, that looks like a real fucking dick, though.
There's some dildos out there.
And I'm pretty sure some of that dick was real.
No, some of that was his dick.
Yeah.
The brutal parts, that was not his dick, because it even changed. That was a different dickhead that was shooting out blood, but the one that was shooting blood looked like a fucking dickhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think when it was fake, it was like thicker. You know what I mean? Like, I think when it was his real dick, it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, the slicing, obviously, it's...
Yeah, because then we were a thick boy.
Yeah, but when he's holding it, and it's just the dickhead.
Yeah.
That was a real dick. There's no doubt about it.
Ugh, I don't know. It hurts to think about that.
I know. I don't like it. It hurts. That's pretty bad, man.
I don't like it.
I'm going to post this on Facebook, and I'm going to get 18 million likes.
That was super what the fuck. But Trump won the election, and
he wants to build a wall.
Yeah.
They can all fuck right off.
Yeah.
I'm a social icon. You bitch.
Yep.
Like, that's like, what is it? I'm 14 and this is deep.
Well, yeah, it was just so cringe.
Yeah, it was.
As soon as that first diatribe started about that I'm going to take a selfie and I'm going to post this on the Facebook. Yeah, I was like, this is cringe.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You cut that, all the voiceover out.
It's great.
This is a four-star
I agree.
Movie.
I agree. I think it doesn't even need to be about summoning Ishtar.
I think it would have been a lot better if it.
That's true.
Have all the voiceover.
Yeah, I did kind of like the Ishtar stuff just to have something. You know what I mean? Just a little morsel of a.
Yeah, but barely. Point. None of our voice. There was like a couple of the flashbacks, but otherwise, none of it really painted a way for our Ishtar storyline.
And that's why I think he was just crazy, because, the story wasn't there, you know what I mean? Like, I think it was all just, I think all the Ishtar stuff was just in his head.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have shown the dead body at the end again.
And we didn't go over his little journal thing. Yeah, his little journal, I guess, with his little ritual in it, all that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
I know, because I had just barely broached it in my notes. Like, I put, like, reading his book or something.
I guess I just didn't even notice that happen. I don't know what I was going through. I was probably reeling
for it. It was more towards the end.
Okay, so I was still like not there.
Yeah.
I was trying so hard to keep staring at the screen, but I won't lie. Once he started actually coming blood, I was like, okay. I could feel it in my balls.
No, I'm telling you, there's so many parts that I have to look away. Like, I know that I miss I know that I miss things because I just can't watch all of them.
So, I mean, that is something to say about this movie. It kind of affected all three of us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm probably not going to think about it for like weeks, like some of the fucking wildest movies.
No, but I straight up did. I went pee right before I came here and I straight up thought about it. I was yeah. like, this is weird.
Yeah.
It's the same angle and everything. So
it definitely made an impact on all of us. So that's saying something.
Yeah.
I guess all that's left to do is put it on our leaderboard.
Okay, so I'm going to put this above Android. So this is going in my number 8 slot.
Okay. Bo, where are you at?
Right above Notre... Yeah, same. Android of Notre Dame. I think it's right above that for me as well.
That's much higher on your list, though.
I know. I don't care for a lot of the Japanese entries, I'm going to be honest. But I care for, you know, the first American entry less than all of them, so...
I think this leaderboard thing is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually rated Android 2 stars.
But you prefer it.
But I actually like this movie more, even though I rated it 0.5 star less.
No, because that's more about, like, I think this is a better film, but I just didn't mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I honestly debated whether I was going to put it above Flower, too. But I decided to go in between Flower and Android.
Put it above 1. Just gotta make the call. You gonna make the hard decisions.
Okay.
So you've got 6 as your last place.
Yeah, yep. He has Android as his bottom.
That's so... We're just not the same.
Yeah, we both have the first one as our bottom.
Devil's experiment?
Yep.
It wasn't great.
You know, it wasn't.
But we all have...
I'm just weirdly attached to it because it's our very first.
Our top still.
It is the progenitor. I understand.
It's our very first podcast episode.
Yeah, but I hated it.
And the eyeball carries most of my fucking love for that movie.
That's part of. You can just tell this one wasn't a guinea pig movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we all have Bloodshock as our top movie still.
So. It's got to be the best.
This
it is. Yeah.
Is it for our
guinea pig
series? We have finished it.
We fucking did it.
For now, until they make a new one.
Yeah.
We'll see if that actually happens.
Yeah, sure. We'll see.
So, man, how do you feel that we're on the other side?
I feel equal measures relieved and a little bit remorseful because I know for a fact better movies and or franchises exist.
Yeah.
It is sad to watch this one go, but at the same time, I'm not interested in rewatching any of them, so I must not be that sad.
It is weird because, like, I do feel weirdly attached to them.
Yeah.
I don't.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't want to watch it
anymore. Yeah, I'm not going to rewatch any of them.
I mean, I guess, maybe in a few years, I'd be like, throw that on.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
No,
I'd watch Bloodshock.
No, I guarantee you, in a few years, Chris is going to be like, hey, Lisa, let's watch one of these guinea pig movies.
If this podcast becomes a thing that people pay attention to, we'll have to do some sort of reunion.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we have seen all of the guinea pig movies, go back to our leaderboard, please.
Mm.
And we will give our final recommendations. So let's
just watch Bloodshot.
Yeah, let's hit the top the top three for all of us.
Okay.
So it's going to be Bloodshock. Bloodshock is a number one recommend. If you watch any guinea pig movies, it's got to be Bloodshock.
Yeah, ironically, you can't watch that one on mute because the soundtrack does a lot for it. Unfortunately, the lines don't. But
yeah.
I'm thinking, what, Mermaid?
Okay, so I have number one as Bloodshock. Number two is Mermaid. And number three is Song of Solomon. And then Bo has Bloodshock, Song of Solomon, and then Flower of Flesh and Blood. And you have Bloodshock, Mermaid, Song of Solomon. So our top three match.
Okay. Yeah, just, yeah. All right.
And I do think.
That's crazy. Flower, I can't believe our top three match.
I can't either, because the rest of them don't.
Yeah.
I do think that those are very good recommendations. I think you do have to watch Flower of Flesh and Blood.
That's probably why it ranks so highly for me. I feel like it's kind of, I understand it wasn't the first film, but it probably is the reason the rest of these happened.
It's like the most infamous for sure.
Yeah.
So you got to do yourself a favor and watch that one just for the historical value.
And also, you just can't talk shit about our white-faced samurai.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That guy is about his business.
Yeah. No, and that's... I'm looking at my leaderboard and I have Flower as number 7.
Oh, that's low.
And yeah. That is very low.
Yeah. I probably have it pretty low too.
You have it as 5.
Okay. I'm probably okay with
and
that.
And I know that's what I'm thinking. Like, gosh, 7 seems so low, but then I don't want to change anything. So
Yeah, we're locked in.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's not anything I would put.
I
wouldn't change it.
Is Mermaid my number 4?
Yes,
it is. Okay, that makes sense. I was going to say, because I think it had to be between that and Flower for me.
Yeah, Mermaid's number 4, and then the one we just watched is number 5.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
All right, so if you're going to watch any guinea pig movies, watch Bloodshock.
Watch Bloodshock for sure. That's the best one by far.
Watch Mermaid in the Manhole.
Mermaid's good.
Watch Flower of Flesh and Blood.
And Song of Solomon's all right.
Song of Solomon. Yeah, I don't...
It's just not... That almost doesn't feel like a guinea pig movie.
That's what I was going to ask.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that doesn't really feel like a guinea pig movie.
I think it's only a guinea pig movie because it's the same group of people that made it. I think.
Yeah. What feels less like a guinea pig movie, Sacrifice or Song of Solomon?
Song of Solomon.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's too much of a story in it for it to be a guinea pig movie.
And none of it has to do with mutilation, whereas the rest of guinea pig movies are like about the mutilation.
Uh-huh.
I've even seen box art for Song of Solomon that didn't have American Guinea Pig anywhere on it.
Well, that checks out because it has to only be included in this because it was the same group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's not, it doesn't seem the same.
No.
It's a decent movie, but
they tried to make an actual movie.
That's not what
we're doing here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like a real movie.
It is like a real movie, isn't it?
Just with really shitty actors.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Miss Cameron.
Mm-hmm. I would say the movies not to watch would be Android and Devil's Experiment.
See, I'm going to vote for Android over the other ones.
Yeah.
See, Chris has Android as his last one. I have it as 9, which is
pretty close.
Almost last.
Yeah.
I think Devil Woman Doctor is bad. I think I think number 1 is the worst.
Mm.
Other than American number 1, which is also the worst.
Yeah, I really hated that first movie.
Yeah, not great.
Do you agree with our list? Do you disagree with our list? Send us your list at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com and let us know. As of right now, we're floating in the ether. Where do we go? What do we do? What do we watch next? We have broken free of our guinea pig cage.
Yeah. I assume you have something for us to watch next.
We did decide it was...
You want to do Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Cannibal Holocaust next.
All right, so join us next week when we tackle a heavy hitter. Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah.
What do we sign off with?
Usually make us say bye, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.